Tish Mason from the Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty, and I'm here to have a chat with Tish about what the coalition are doing and about poverty today. So first of all, Tish, can you explain what the Surrey Coalition Against Poverty is all about?
Yes, it's the Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty. It's people drawn from the area of Cambly and around who are interested in issues of extreme poverty. And, you know, we come from all walks of life and from all sectors of the community. So we've got involvement from the Gurkha Welfare Trust, from a restaurant in down in Frimley Green area that support groups in Bangladesh, from the local churches, the Christian Aid Committee, and from other community groups.
And what kind of things do you do in the coalition? What are your kind of achievements?
We aim to raise awareness about issues of extreme poverty. So over the years, we've run community suppers and walks and so on. Our main focus this year is the United Nations Day for the Eradication of Poverty on the 17th of October. And we're planning to organise a pilgrimage stroll against poverty on the weekend nearest to the 17th, which is the sort of 15th, 16th of October. And we're planning a walk to the paupers' graves in Brookwood Cemetery, followed by an act of remembrance in the chapel in the cemetery afterwards. And this walk will be led by a local historian who's going to tell us some of the stories of the paupers' graves on the Brookwood Cemetery.
Okay, now this is kind of an interesting story about the paupers' graves, because this is something that is kind of an overspill from London in sort of days gone by. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yes, in the 19th century, the population of London grew very rapidly, and some of the churches ran out of graveyard space. So there was a real concern about, you know, where to bury people. So the Necropolis Company was set up. It bought land out near Woking by the railway line, and they used to run trains out from London, special trains from a special terminal at Waterloo, which you can still see the entrance to it, out to Brookwood, and then churches would pay to have their members buried on designated sites for each church in this Necropolis Company area. But for the paupers, there wasn't enough money for that, so they were just taken, you know, very cheap, flimsy coffins were taken out on the train, loaded onto a barrow at the Brookwood terminal, and then just buried in unmarked graves. And those graves are still there, the trees have grown up amongst them, there's no crosses or stones or anything, and over the years the ground has sunk in places, and that's the only sign. But it's really a very moving story that, you know, they're these people who are too poor even to afford a headstone on their grave.
So that's about poverty in the past, but tell me more about the UN Day to End Extreme Poverty. What's all that about?
Well, it's a big day. There's lots of events across the world. There's a big event in Paris where they all assemble at a stone that in the Trocadero Square in Paris that sort of commemorates those who've fought on behalf of people experiencing extreme poverty. There's events run in London with the trade unions and other charitable organisations. And locally, we try and organise an event just to mark that UN Day for the Eradication of Poverty. It's not about fundraising, it's just about being aware of issues of poverty, and we try and raise the profile of local organisations who are working to campaign and to help people living in extreme poverty.
So some of those organisations in Cambly that I know of are the St Vincent de Paul's, Cambly Frontline Debt Counselling, and the BISM charity as well, which provide help and assistance to people. So that's quite an issue we have here in Surrey Heath that seems to be not so well known about, I guess, Tish.
Yes, that's right, and I think we forget that even in quite a wealthy area like Camberley, there are pockets of extreme poverty, and there are people who are living in extreme poverty even in our own local areas. There will be people who are struggling to find enough money to pay for the children's food at the end of the week, who are finding it difficult to afford clothes and shoes and to send children on school trips, and it can be a real barrier to people. It can really inhibit children's development if, you know, they feel that they're the only one in the class that can't afford to go on the school trip. That can be quite a difficult thing for them to come to terms with.
Now tell me, some of the sort of best and worst moments as you've been chairman of the Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty.
Well, there's been lots of best moments. I suppose for me a highlight was the year we organised a walk from St Peter's in Frimley Green, St Peter's in Frimley, along the main road to Frimley Green. We had 150 people carrying banners saying "Step out against poverty," and that promoted a lot of hooting from cars passing us. Some in support, some I think because we were in the way. But it was a great occasion. We had a lot of fun, and over the years there has been an enormous amount of fun with this group. You know, we've had Morris dancing, we've had community art activities and singing, and it really is something I enjoy very much indeed. And you know, Andy was talking to me earlier about my worst moments, and it's difficult to say that because I just find working in this area very inspiring. I've met people who've had the most appalling stories and huge difficulties in their lives, you know, starting off with nothing, in extreme poverty, and yet they found the strength and the courage to come through. And you know, I've spoken to people who've been brought up in extreme poverty and have gone to Europe to speak on behalf of those living in extreme poverty at international conferences, and you just can't help being inspired and encouraged by the sort of people you meet in this work.
So if people really want to know more, or they'd like to get involved in the UN day on the weekend of the 15th of October in 2011, how can they find out more or get involved? Is there someone they can contact?
Yes, it would be me that you contact, and you can reach me on my email address, which is masontish@gmail.com. Or you can go to my Facebook page where some of our previous events are up, and you can just log your interest there.
Yeah, so if you search on for the Facebook group, Surrey Heath Coalition Against Poverty, then you'll find Tish's group. But more on this from us as we get closer towards the UN Day on the 15th to the 17th. We'll be bringing you more information as it happens.